If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. B.J. Vaught is a sports medicine specialist at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. You may have read some of his other books. He's the best-selling author of Back RX, named the Wall Street Journal's favorite health book of 2005, and Arthritis RX, as well as his new book out called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. It's published by Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin, and this is Dr. Vaught's second visit to our show, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Royson. Dr. Vaught, thanks for coming on. I used to run a lot. I loved running. I ran a lot. I think it screwed my knees up, so I don't run anymore, and I probably won't run anymore, but I do walk for physical activity, and when I play golf, and I play golf a lot, I do walk. I don't ride. And everybody has their rules of running. There are books about rules of running, and your book is called The New Rules of Running. Your new rules of running. So what is new and different about what your philosophy is in this book?
Well, let's start out with just, you know, arthritic bum knees, right? I mean, Joe, you're a victim of the bum knees. And here's the fact about running and knee arthritis or bum knees. You know, mild to moderate amounts of running, a few miles, 2-3 times a week, actually can reduce incidence of arthritis in the knees. I mean, just the latest study that came out with about 300,000 patients even proved that. But obviously, the guy that wrote the book with me, who is a 2-time New York Marathon winner, Tom Fleming, I mean, he ran way too much and really messed up his knees. So he's at the extreme. Too much running, bad for your knees. A little bit of running, good for your knees.
I heard 30 miles a week is the benchmark, something like that. Is that pretty?
You know, it depends. It's somewhere between 15 to 30 miles, depending on who you are, if you're overweight, if you have hip impingement, if you have other issues. But somewhere between 15 to 30 miles a week is sort of the good thing to do.
Okay, here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Royson.
Well, we'll get into good thing to do. We have a lot of questions, and one of them comes from Amy. But there's some wonder. This is a book, The New Rules of Running. It is a great book. So whether you're out for your first run or planning for your first run or a pro, I think there's a lot in here that is wonderful. One of the things that interested me was the barefoot running and why that may be good or bad. When I ran, I used to run both cross country and then running for conditioning for the game I played, squash. I would run heel to toe, meaning hit my heel first when I was running long distances, but sprinting I would always do on my toes. And now you differentiate which the shoe makes a difference, Dr. Vaught.
Yeah, so Dr. Mike, I mean, here's my whole thing about barefoot running. I think as a society, we need to start kids early with a little bit of barefoot running. You know, run on the beach, run on the sand. It's important because I think we overshoe our kids, and it leads to what we call atrophy, meaning wasting of the muscles inside the foot. And that's why we create these whole runners that hit the heel first, and then they hit their toes, which is really not how the foot was designed. It was designed to hit the, you know, sort of the toes or the front of the foot first, and then the heel. And that has led.
And so, by hitting the heel first, you say that puts extra stress on the plantar region, and may lead to.
It puts extra stress on the plantar region, the knees, the hips, the back, you name it. And the reason for that is that we just do too much shoeing, overshoeing, if you will. And so our kids need to run a little bit barefoot. And one of the reasons I did this book was really I run with my kids, and I really want them to have this as a sport for life. But here's what you cannot do. You can't be all of a sudden 35 years old and get into this minimalistic shoes if you have hip impingement and flat feet. And you could cause more trouble than you can solve. So I think the minimalistic shoe running phase has kind of come and gone because you can't just start at a certain age and overdo it with those shoes.
Well, someone must have seen something because there's a question here I don't understand, but maybe you understand it. So Amy has a set of questions, but one of them is, what is peekaboo stem cell implantation, and will that help me? I run marathons now. I love running marathons. I love running, but I'm afraid that, like Joe, I will ruin my knees. What is peekaboo stem cells, or will stem cells in general prevent me from having arthritis or prevent me from having disability from arthritis if I keep running? I'm only 35.
So that's an excellent question, probably one of the best questions, Dr. Mike. So peekaboo is a technology I invented, so that's disclosure. It's called percutaneous cartilage bone interface optimization. In a nutshell, that means we're using, it's not just stem cells, it's which type of stem cells and where we deliver them. So we don't deliver them in the joint, we deliver them where the cartilage and the bone meet, where I think the crime is taking place. And for people who have early arthritis of their knees, we can really hopefully make a big difference in the amount of arthritis in their knee. Arthritis just means loss of cartilage, so we can really repair and maybe even restore the cartilage and hopefully keep you running for life. And why run for life? The benefits are unbelievable, from childhood, the best drug for childhood obesity, all the way into your older years, where running actually preserves your brain.
So now, what you're saying is that arthritis is really loss of cartilage, and osteoarthritis is, the definition of osteoarthritis would be loss of cartilage on the bone?
Yeah, loss of cartilage in between the two bones, wear and tear. Osteoarthritis, by definition, is loss of cartilage between the two bones in a joint.
And now there's so much in this book that I want to get to.
Loss of shock absorber in the two bones.
Now the and there's a series of questions on arthritis with the if you will, as you run more. But one of the things that is that you cover, one of the chapter titles is "Speed is Strength in Disguise." And so, what do you mean by that?
So you know, basically, you need really strong leg muscles. By the way, some of the best runners are doing 400, 500, 1,000 push-ups a day, because the legs are your primary engines, the arms are your secondary engines, and so you need strength in the legs and the arms for you to really run efficiently and at a relatively good speed.
And so by doing strength exercises, you build up your speed.
You not only build up your speed, but muscles, your primary shock absorbers. So the stronger you make those muscles, especially in the legs, the more you're trying to avoid issues like arthritic knees, because muscles really absorb the shock. And so that's probably one of my favorite rules in the whole new rules of running, is speed is strength in disguise.
Now, there's a question on arthritis. Is there more than one kind of arthritis of the knee that you get from physical activity? Will it always be osteoarthritis, or are there other forms of arthritis that you get from physical activity?
Well, from physical activity, it's pretty much osteoarthritis, because that's what we call wear and tear arthritis. I mean, there are 100 different types of arthritis, but the most common, by far, is osteoarthritis, which is just, you know, life's a full contact sport. And it just comes from wear and tear. And excessive wear and tear can cause more arthritis.
And there's a question here also from Maureen. Is losing weight a good alternative to knee surgery? And the second part is an elliptical the best machine for my knees, which are chronically painful?
I'll probably answer in reverse. I think elliptical is one of the best, because it's low impact and it's very good for arthritic knees. And losing weight is probably the best remedy for treating knee arthritis, because for every pound you lose, there are 4 pounds less pressure on the knee. And so your joints love you when you lose weight.
Joe?
Dr. VJ Vod's book is called The New Rules of Running. More with him after the timeout. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.